There are a lot of people here in the Louisville area who are doing great work. I was part of a community town hall online a week or so ago, and it dealt with a whole lot of leaders, people that are working with our young, and they're just trying to help in so many ways, move people along and give them richer opportunities to build wealth, to build their status in society, build a career. And one of those guys joins me now. He's Dave Christopher Sr., and he's got a program called Amped that I was pretty fascinated by. Hey, Dave, it's good to have you on the radio.
Hey, Terry, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's brag on you a little bit. I know that your work is tireless helping these students. I've seen some video, and it's phenomenal. But explain to people about Amped.
So AMP stands for the Academy of Music Production, Education, and Development. It's a free music program for kids 8 to 18 years old, or high school seniors. And the idea is that we give them a safe and creative place to be, to create and to learn and to grow, to build self-efficacy. We teach everything that has anything to do with music. I tell people this is a place where a kid can come through the front door with an idea and go out the back door with a product.
Wow. I mean, that's just a beautiful concept, just what you said right there. That's the thing, is that people have dreams and they have visions, but it's a matter of getting them to actually materialize, and you're sort of helping as the conduit to get them there.
Yes, exactly. And I always make a point to say that kids always walk through, at least the kids we've experienced, always walk through the door with the ability, the skill, the dreams, the ideas that they need. I mean, that they need to do what they need to do. They just don't have the resources. And so we tell people we take credit not for what the kids do, but for providing the resources for them to do it.
What age group are we talking about?
So for our music program, it's ages 8 years old to 18, or high school senior when you graduate out of the program, and you become an AMP alumni, and you get recognized in the DreamMaker Awards, which we had about 2 weeks ago.
And you have the equipment available to help them, what, produce music?
Yeah, no, we have everything. So we teach everything, all the instruments, from a guitar to a didgeridoo. I mean, like literally every instrument, violin, guitar, drums, production, audio production. So they learn all these things, and we provide the instruments for them. But here's the cool part, which is that all our programs are set up so the kids can be independent, or people that we serve can be independent of us. We don't want anybody to have to, like, there's a saying that says, you know, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. The only flaw in that statement is that the man doesn't have a fishing pole. Mm. And so we try to provide all those things. So when the kids learn their instrument or learn their crafts, or if it's production, then they learn how to do audio production or recording, we actually give them a laptop, give them the software. If it's an instrument, they learn how to play drums, we give them the drums, and they get to have those at home because we want them to be able to work beyond us. Like, so you're not tied, because, you know, in the communities we serve, a lot of times transportation is an issue. So if you don't have the instrument in your home, then it's difficult, and you can't make it to the building, then you're without a lesson that particular day. Well, if we give you an instrument for you to have in your home, and you can come to our building and use the instruments we have in our building, then that just makes it better for the kids. So, yeah, we provide everything. During COVID-19, when it first started, we provided, and we still are providing, laptops, desktops, hotspots, whatever those kids need and their families need in their home, we make sure that they have it so they can get done what we know that they can do.
We're talking with Dave Christopher Sr. How have you funded AMPT?
Mostly through grants and, you know, the foundations and folks like Metro United Way and Humana and Brown Forman, and a lot of local donors, the Clark Family Foundation. We do some fundraising. We have just recently we had our DreamMaker Awards, which is a fundraiser. We do the Give Good for Louisville, which is coming up soon. And we do have a revenue model built in. So the recording studio we actually let local artists use that recording studio, and the money that's created from that recording studio goes directly into the program. We do some outside programs for like JCPS and other community centers, like the Neighborhood House, where we'll create some revenue that way. And because since 2014, when I founded the organization in 2014, we've never charged a kid or an adult for any of the programs we've ever had. And that's including trips. We've taken kids to Belize. We took 24 kids to Belize in 2019, to study music there in Belize. We're taking kids to New Orleans, Louisiana, for a private workshop with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. All those trips, all those things we do have been at no cost to the kids.
I understand there's been a challenge for one of your students who lost a couple of fingers or parts of their fingers. Ladarius, I don't know if I'm allowed to use his last name. Let me just leave it at that. But he's headed to the University of Kentucky soon, majoring in mechanical engineering. Yet he still wants to get in and play, right?
Well, no, that's actually one of our business students. So, like, that
okay.
young man is part of a program called it's called Leaders of Tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's run by the Black MBAs. And actually, they're going to have a competition. They're actually here in the building right now, getting ready or preparing for their competition tomorrow. It's a national competition. But, yeah, I mean, I sent that story to you because it was just really amazing that this young man, you know, because they've been preparing for this for about a year. And we've been working with the Black MBAs, a Master Business Administration group, for probably about 2 or 3 years, maybe 3 years or more. And these young people did a lot of work. And he was in an accident where he was cutting some grass and some things happened. He ended up cutting off two of his fingers, two of his fingers. And he told his, her name is Anisha Nils, told her that he wanted to present. He wanted to be a part of this program. And I just saw him just now and I was like, man, how do you do it? He said, I've been working for this all year. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to miss it. Like, this is what I have. This has been a tough year and I'm not going to miss out. So these kids are amazing, Terry. I mean, I'd say since 2014, like zero kids have disappointed us. I mean, when I say that, I mean that. Like, I say that with no hesitation. They've done what they came to do.
It's fantastic. I was reading about the Kentucky Leaders Tomorrow mission and the five pillars: leadership development, financial literacy, mm-hmm. college prep, career prep, and life skills. What a beautiful package that is to send someone on the right path.
Yeah. Because I tell people, Terry, about the music program. The music program is the entry point. That's where you come in, and we like tell people. I joke with the kids. I said it's a trick. It's to get you in the building because that we know that's what you love. But what we want to do is we want to try to give you all the other tools that you need and things that you may not know you need to be successful. And so we have these young people using the incubator that we just opened up in January, where they're preparing for life in business. For like, you know, they're doing pitch competitions and they're doing business cases. And they're amazing, and they do some amazing things. And this young man, Darius, is just one example of that.
Excellent. And then so their competition is on Juneteenth tomorrow.
I
know that's powerful and emotional for the whole group.
Very, very, very emotional. And just, you know, just trying to – and I really wanted to, you know, to highlight them because of all the hard work they do. You know, and nobody does it necessarily. At least we don't do it for like the recognition or like for anybody to be. But we always want people to know what our kids are doing because there's a lot of negative, you know, stuff out there about the kids and what they will and won't do and how bad they are and this, that, and the other. And that always bothers me. It bothers me when people talk about the parents and how the parents aren't there and they don't take care of their kids. And if you don't understand the people's situations, it's really kind of wrong for you to make those assumptions about our kids and their parents.
For sure. All right. Well, best of luck in the business competition. Where can people read more about AMPT?
So if you go to www.amptlouisville, that's AMPTEDLOUISVILLE.org, you can find a lot of information there about the program. If you follow us on Facebook, on our AMPT Louisville Facebook page, we've got tons of information there. And, of course, my personal Facebook page, which is Dave Christopher Sr., you can find stuff there. Or you can email us if you have any questions. You can email us at info@amplouisville.org.
That makes sense. Best of luck. Thanks for building our next table full of leaders that are
going to go out there
and grab it all. Grab the reins. All right, Dave, keep it up, buddy.
All right, thank you, Terry. Appreciate you.
Good to talk to you. That's Dave Christopher Sr., and the group is called AMPT, and he's leading a lot of kids to the light in terms of business and teaching them the pillars of building that career and moving on to a happier lives. Good for him. From ages 8 right on up through high school. Back in a minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.